Welcome back to State of Belief Radio, everyone. I'm Welton Gaddy. As we watch the Boy Scouts of America leadership take one step forward, then one, maybe two steps back on finally allowing openly gay leaders and members, a compelling article appeared on the website of the Military Association of Atheist and Freethinkers. The author of that article is Army Captain Jason Torpy, who serves as a board member for MAAF. I'm very pleased to be able to welcome Jason now to State of Belief Radio. Captain Torpy, welcome.
Thank you very much.
The piece that you have written, Jason, focuses on the outdated values of the largest private youth organization in America, the Boy Scouts. And I wonder if you would just begin by identifying those outdated values for all of us.
Well, the main issues for the outdated values that people are aware of is discrimination against gays and atheists. So it is official policy of the Boy Scouts of America nationally that anyone who does not profess a belief in a higher power cannot be a good person. Anyone who feels attraction to someone of the same sex or, you know, more specifically, does not conform to traditional gender roles and, you know, sexual orientation cannot be a good person, right? So the Boy Scouts of America is generally thought to be and endorsed by the President of the United States as a proper organization that provides good values for our youth. And then in turn, what they respond with is hatred for gays and atheists and, you know, again, people who are not gender conform.
Mm-hmm.
And that's those are the outdated values that need to be pushed aside by the Boy Scouts of America, or at the very least, the government needs to stop endorsing those values.
Talk about the relationship between that government funding and, God forbid, if they keep the policies as they've been.
With the Military Association of Atheists and Freethinkers, we interact primarily with the government. And one of the common things that we, you know, try to emphasize is it's not about religion, right? And it's not mm-hmm. necessarily about the Boy Scouts in this particular case. What we have is a situation where the United States government provides very specific endorsement and support and resources and privileges to a private organization. Now, that's not necessarily an issue unless that support becomes support for discrimination, things that are against American values, official American values. If I rise to the rank of Eagle Scout within the Boy Scouts, their highest rank, then I am afforded a promotion upon entering the United States military. One rank in several of the services, two ranks in the Navy and the Coast Guard. So that is discrimination in hiring by the government, because as a gay person or, you know, somebody who's transgendered or an atheist, I don't have access to reach that rank. There are specific regulations both overseas and in the United States that afford building and personnel and logistics support for Boy Scout activities and Boy Scout troops. So if I'm a Boy Scout troop leader and I want to operate on a military installation, there are government regulations that allow me a building to use. So those are specific areas. And then obviously the president endorsement is more informal, but that is a very, you know, I'd like to have that endorsement, right? But I don't. Boy Scouts has the endorsement. An organization that specifically discriminates against our organization, our members, has the endorsement of the President of the United States. The Boy Scouts is a private organization. If they wish to be private, they can discriminate if they like. I don't approve, but that's my opinion. But the government cannot discriminate.
One listener to this show, who happens to be the host, feels very uninformed, because I actually didn't know that kind of entanglement existed. And for sure, our government was formed to not deal with that kind of discrimination unless it's putting it down. I may be entering Chuck Hagel territory here, but I suppose it's accurate to say that at this moment in our history, the LGBT lobby is better organized than the atheist lobby. Do you think that's the prime reason for the focus being on gay scouts, or do you think atheism actually is scarier for some people than the other kind of prejudice?
Well, you heard it here first. Don't tell the religious people, but you can't get converted to gay, right? You can't get converted to be a lesbian. Like, they don't believe that, but I think they're figuring it out. But you can't get converted to atheist, Right. We're not necessarily out there trying to do it. Certainly within MAF, that is outside the scope of our organization. But once they figure out you can get converted to atheist but not gay, then they'll fear us. But I really hope the listeners, as support and acceptance is given to, you know, our gay and lesbian youth, mm-hmm. don't forget about the atheists, right? When the Boy Scouts accept gay scouts, if they choose to do so, please don't give them a pass, mm-hmm. right? Please don't give them a pass for discriminating against right. atheists, because, you know, I really fear that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, and I respect the issues that the LGBT community deals with even today, and certainly in the past, GLBT youth are driven to suicide. They're drugged through the streets and beaten. So as much as I want to say we in the atheist community have it rough, they have it worse, right? So it may be the case that people have more concern and more care for the LGBT community and the African-American community, for example, because they have it worse than us. But we are still a discriminated minority. We don't deserve the discrimination that we have. But I think they're further along because people recognize that, you know, they've had a terrible, terrible lot mm-hmm. in life, the LGBT community has. And, you know, after a while, people will get around to helping us as well and including us as well, hopefully sooner rather than later. But I'm more than happy to see the LGBT community get help, even if it's before us.
I know the Girl Scouts have been okay with gay members for over a decade now. I do not know where that organization stands on issues of atheism and free thought. I'm assuming you may know that, and I wish you would tell us.
You know, people are kind of aware of one organization for scouting, the Boy Scouts of America in the United States, and kind of the Girl Scouts on the side. You should understand that internationally it's not the case. There are often multiple scouting organizations. This is not a monolith. It just seems that way in the United States. So internationally there's broad acceptance for gay and lesbian youth. There are often several scouting organizations. They work together. So we have a unique problem here in the United States. So the international community is a source for support, and I think the Girl Scouts are. You know, my experience from what I've heard is they've been nothing but accepting for LGBT youth and for atheist youth. So I think the Girl Scouts are a unique thing.
I want our listeners to know more about the work of the Military Association of Atheists and Freethinkers. So give us a little bit on that, and I wish you would talk specifically about the atheists in the foxholes and the work you do around that.
Well, for the atheists in foxholes specifically, this is a term everybody is familiar with. It's tossed around like some other mm-hmm. prior discriminatory terms where, hey, we can say there's no atheists in foxholes because, you know, what's the big deal? Let's just step on them. But I served in Iraq. I have an organization that's full of people that have served in war to defend the United States of America, to risk their lives. So every time that your listeners hear that there's no atheists in foxholes, please correct the person you're talking to, just any other discriminatory term, because it's unacceptable.
Right.
It's also really puts down faith, because it says that if you're scared, then that's good enough. You know, faith isn't about love, it's about fear. And so I think it's discriminatory on both sides. So what our organization does is basically everything that a chaplain does for a Christian or Jew or a Hindu, we try to inspire them to do that, to mm-hmm. connect our people with our community, mm-hmm. but most of the time they don't. So we're having to basically do the chaplain's job for them, to reach out to service members that are in need, that have a stressful time, they're detached from their home community, they're trying to grow their values and their character, and we're reaching out to connect them with the civilian community, with resources to read, to study, other people like them, to try to build a community of atheists, humanists, freethinkers, and other non-believers in the military, because right now the military is just not doing it for them.
Yeah. For the listener that's saying, I want to get in touch with them and find out more about them, how do they do that?
Militaryatheist.org is the website. You can go on there and find all the information you need. We're based in D.C., but we're national, so one of the things that you can click on is get involved locally. And you'll find military installations and ships all over the world, especially if you're military to plug into or if it's your local military community. You can find ways as a student or as a civilian to reach out and send care packages and communicate and support meetings and facilitate what's going on or to donate to what we're doing.
I've been speaking with Army Captain Jason Torpy, a board member with Military Association of Atheists and Freethinkers. Jason's commentary on military funding of the Boy Scouts of America appears on the website, militaryatheistsplural.org. Thank you for your service, and thank you for being with us today on State of Belief Radio and enlightening, I think, a lot of us.
Thanks for being good religious people.
Before we go, we received a listener email this past week reacting strongly to my interview with David Blankenhorn, among other issues. I want to take just a couple of minutes to address that critical email right here. "Your interview was very dishonest," the listener wrote. She charged us with male chauvinism for failing to confront Blankenhorn on his past writings promoting what the listener called patriarchal values. Here's where I think many of us can shoot ourselves in the foot if we're not careful. It's never been the policy of this show to vet guests based on their lifetime positions or statements. Change is a process, and I feel it's profoundly counterproductive to condemn an ally for not having changed enough, especially when the process of change, as David Blankenhorn so poignantly described it, comes with so much built-in opposition and risk. If we wait until we agree on everything, we will never agree on anything. And confronting this guest over gender roles seemed rather beside the point while discussing same-gender families. Now, here's the interesting thing. After that interview, I actually received a note in which another woman wrote, "The interview with David Blankenhorn renewed my faith in the possibility of people changing their minds." In an age of what seems to be permanently intractable and entrenched partisanship, it was so refreshing to have a public figure so honestly share the truth of his process of change. And my goodness, he changed a lot. Our alliances and coalitions are in desperate need of that kind of honesty, which always starts with being brave enough to be honest with oneself. Let's be patient with each other. Let's encourage our moving toward one another and avoid reducing our alliances to an all-or-nothing litmus test mentality. Because, folks, the stakes are way too high for us to be doing anything less. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Please visit us online at stateofbelief.com to find out more about the show, hear extended interviews, read transcripts, sign up for our podcasts. You can learn about the new State of Belief app for iPhone and Android devices. Share your thoughts on what you've heard with your social media instruments of Facebook and Twitter. Contact information is available if you need it at stateofbelief.com, including the toll-free listener line, 800-856-0277. And of course, as always, we encourage you to tell others about this show and encourage them to listen. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.